And kicking it off this morning with us in studio, Erin Chagrin with the Tom and Meg Names Family Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I know one thing. You all really like the community center at Lake Chelan.
We do.
Yeah, I think we all do. Everybody's so excited about it. And there's activity going on over there, too. So that's feeling pretty good. So what brings you in today?
I am here to announce, I announced at the gala at the end of June that the Tom and Meg Names Family Foundation that my parents established in 2016, that we donate, that we're going to make a grant of $1 million.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Yeah, we're very
Everybody's
excited
so
about that.
Excited about that. That is so big.
Yeah,
that's huge.
We feel very blessed to be able to do that.
That is terrific. Tell us about the organization. Tell us about the foundation.
My parents, before they passed away, set up this charitable foundation. My grandparents have a foundation as well, the Names Family Foundation, but my parents wanted to set up their own, and so my sisters and I have been kind of running that. It's very really new, so this is one of our bigger donations, so we're very excited.
What does that feel like to be able to just give like that? It's just gotta be fantastic.
I just feel so honored and blessed and fortunate and in so many ways, and for us to be able to give back to the city of Chelan that's given us so much, it's even more of a blessing.
Now, talk about that, because you're over in the Tacoma area.
Yes.
You focus a lot on the Pierce County area, understandably. So why Chelan? Why here in the Lake Chelan Valley?
My mother was born and raised in Wenatchee. My grandparents were apple orchardists, John and Helen Horand, down there. And my grandparents bought some land on the South Shore in the 1940s. So my grandfather would have a place to fish to get away from the day-to-day apple orchard life.
The stress of an apple orchard.
Yeah. So our family's been coming up since then, and my parents spent their retirement years up here and loved it and loved the people, and we've continued that tradition now with my sisters and I, and now our kids and now our grandkids. So
it's just a legacy.
It is a legacy.
That is fantastic.
And I know that my parents would be very happy with this donation too.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, I'm sure that as a foundation, doing the things you're doing, you get a lot of requests.
We do.
I can imagine. And what made this such a good fit for your foundation?
You know, we're very selective, but the community center at Lake Chelan checked many of the boxes for us. Physical fitness, community engagement, partnerships with other nonprofits. And this was something we all knew our parents would be really excited about.
Yeah. And it's going to be used by so many people over the, I mean, for how many years, we don't know, but we know for years to come.
Yes.
And everyone's just filled with anticipation for this new facility. What excites you the most once it's completed, how it's going to be used and all of those things?
Yeah. Oh, so many things. But I think just a place for the youth to have a place to gather, to do team sports, those kind of things, and swimming lessons mainly. And my mom had a fear of water, but she made sure we had swimming lessons. And so that for me was like a little bit of a, that would be something my mother would be really excited about, to make sure people that the kids know how to swim and water safety. And then a centralized place for Manson and Chelan families to gather, for seniors to gather. And I'm also excited about the growing list of partnerships with the Special Olympics, Thrive, Young Life, and many more.
Yeah. There's even some smaller businesses that are going to be able to take advantage of it. I can imagine we're going to now be able to have the opportunity to host some larger gatherings and things like that as we, of course, get out of the pandemic.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be a terrific facility. So generous of your foundation to support us.
It's been our pleasure, and we're really excited about this. Mm-hmm.
7 Acres Foundation, they are just workhorses.
They are.
They are working so
They're
hard
awesome
to make
people.
It happen. Yeah, it's good stuff. Now, if people want to learn more about the Tom and Meg Name Family Foundation, what's the best way to do that?
It's the Tom and Meg Names Foundation.org.
Okay. So just like it sounds, Tom and Meg Names Foundation.org. And people can learn more about the community center at Lake Chelan through the 7acresfoundation.org website. Also, ct@lakechelan.org. Anything else you'd like to share this morning?
I think just if people are have been thinking about donating to this cause, please do. It's just a really amazing it's going to be amazing facility, and so many people are going to be able to take advantage of it.
Yeah, great encouragement right there. Erin Chagrin, thank you so much. Thank you to your family. We're all extremely grateful for the contributions.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, and I hope you'll come back again. Yeah, it's great to have you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Make it a great day. There you go. The Tom and Meg's Names Family Foundation making just an incredible, generous contribution to this big effort for the Community Center at Lake Chelan.